Swamiji is author of this book?
No.
So who wrote?
Guru Swami.
It is wrong or right?
Wrong.
So they have no intelligence to see? Huh? Who wrote? No, no. Author who wrote? Swamiji cannot. He has severely and clearly written in his
introduction,
everything. But how they did mistake? They have no eyes to see and do author. They are thieves, very great thieves. And it may be that they want to take the glory of Rupa Goswami to their Prabhupada. But this is not glory. What is this?
Derailing.
So we should be careful. Why he wrote author, I cannot say. Oh, these things come in my eyes. Pinching. Also, one thing was there, but I told him to correct. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Yugavatar. No? It is all right. Yugavatar. Why not?
Because
then who is Yugavatar?
Kalki.
Huh? What?
Kalki.
Kalki.
No.
Yes, he is also. More?
Kalki is not Yugavatar.
Huh? In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu time? And others? Yugavatar? So many? Like Kalki, Bhaman, all are Yugavatar.
Mahaprabhu is Avatari.
Huh?
Mahaprabhu is Avatari, the source of all Avatari.
Himself Krishna, non-difference with Krishna. So, if anyone telling, that is not right. For this, we should try to be very careful, be careful. I know that any person, he may be learned, high class of learned, but not serving his Gurudev and not hearing his instruction, he is bound to do wrong thing. Bound to. No remedy at all. But those who will hear and serve his Gurudev, and Gurudev is Pakka Gurudev, that no mistakes. It may be grammatical know-how. No Siddhant. So if Rukmini has not seen Krishna, but she has attachment. How? By hearing Narada. So we can have love and attachment to Krishna also by hearing. And thus gradually it will develop. But if not developing, then there is some loopholes. To marry is not bad. To have father, mother, not bad. Draupadi has father, mother, husband. Pangvas has father, mother, children, all. Rukmini was also like this. This is not bad. What is bad?
Attachment
to them. Even attachment is not bad to Draupadi for Pandavas. It was attachment for Krishna. What is bad? If there is no attachment, not relation to Krishna, and he has for his own lust and benefit, it is wrong. Sanaksanandan Sanatan, you know, and you know Draupadi and Pandavas, who are most advanced?
Draupadi.
Oh, he has five husbands, yes. Oh, and they were renounced, being in always forest, not looking anything. Draupadi has so many children, 5 children, and he has adopted one Abhimanyu also, the son of Subhadra. She used more, attached more than Subhadra to Abhimanyu. Understand?
Yeah. Huh?
And she was attached to all the kingdom, everything. Their garments, their husband garments, everything. But why she is more superior than Sanakshanandan Sanatan? Huh?
She's actually called Kumari, or unmarried girl, because she only considers Krishna her beloved.
Yes, this is it. So no harm if anyone is in household or like, but he should try to be like that. Only renounce will not do, nothing. We never had to lady, but we try to realize that she is my mother, she is my sister, she is my daughter, like this. And we try to see in them the qualities of gopis. If so beautiful, oh, she is very true, Krishna. Like this, then lust never will come. And for others, in a moment, they will be lust. Now we should go to class. No, they are upside. So try to note all these things. Have attachment to Krishna. Anyhow, dog is not bad. The dog of Shivanand Singh is all very dear to Mahaprabhu. So we cannot hate. We cannot hate anyone in this world. All are related to Krishna. Even a tree, creeper, or worms, everything. So Mahabhagavat, everywhere he sees his deity. Ishtadeva, everywhere. And in Ishtadeva he sees everywhere. This is Mahabharata. But we don't like to see like that. But, like Brajavasi. So this attachment should be. This is bhajan. And if this is not bhajan, attachment to Krishna, like what? What? Not attached so much? Not detached.
Neutral.
Neutral. Neutral is very bad. I see that someone are very neutral in servicing Krishna or devotee. Neutral. Or they want to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Closing their eyes, Hare Krishna. Detached from, neutral from all the services. If Aarti, no need. If Sankirtan, no need. If classes, Hare Krishna. As a neutral. Even they are neutral to their husband, their father, mother, wife, nothing. Are so much neutral. Even you will give a good preparations of dal, bhat, tarkari, chutney, achar, payas, kheer, all these things, and they will mix together. What is this? Neutrality. Oh, this is qualification for Mayavadi to go to Brahma annihilation. But for bhakta, not like that. Always attached. If there is no attachment, oh, it is sure that he will have no bhakti at all. Opishas are more better
sense
than neutrals.
Sense enjoyers.
Huh?
Sense enjoyers.
Yes. They can be taken.
Yes,
and turned. But Mayavadi or the neutrals will never come. So we like Vishai and Grihastha so much attached in family things and there we preach. But for Mayavadi and neutrals we don't preach. We know that their love and affection has been tried not, but yes, but nothing. But if attachment to something, worldly things, oh, very easily they can come. Like Bilva Mangal, very attached to prostitute and worldly things. Ajamil, also very much attached. Very much attached. We see so many, Prabodhananda Saraswati, like others, very attached. So we should try to be like that, if we want to be happy forever. Understand something? Thank you. You want to?
Many times I have done this. Many books.
They are done.
I always say this book is written by Swami. Bhagavad Gita is written by Swami.
Meditation. They don't fear at all. They feel some
pride. Pride. They feel some proud,
Agundaris. If they are not writing like that, they feel some
lacking.
Lacking.
Like their Guru Bhakti is down.
And if they will hear, oh, he is criticizing us. Achha, Gaur Premanande.
Similarly, Jarasandha or Dantavakra, always trying to kill Krishna, always. But also they got salvation. You know, Kubja, name of Kubja, but here it has been told for Gopi, that it seems that they were very much attracted to the beauty of Krishna by lust. They were very lusty. It is not called for Gopi, but it has been told. And if they can achieve Krishna by any beauty or all these things, if anyone not knowing Krishna, but seeing him, his beauty and so much quality, if anyone has some lust to Krishna and always thinking, remembering, what will be? Must have Krishna. So, sometimes it seems that by bhakti we cannot achieve Krishna so easily. Very long. By samadhan, kirtanam, smaranam. But by lust and by envy, oh, very easily, so many demons, like Ravan, Kansa, all like envy. And very quickly, they got salvation, they got this, anyhow. So it seems that it is easier to have envy, to have lust. My luck, if one has lust for Krishna, all very easily. Always remembering Krishna, 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 Krishna. Then lust will go and luck will go. So it is very easy, but very hard also. So by any means, you should try to win your heart and always remembering. Always remembering. Very easily you can have. You should know that we are part and parcel of God, not this physical body. This physical body is like a stool and urine, blood, and
bones.
And so bones and all. Very bad. If anyone will die and some what will come, oh, you cannot touch and you cannot be there. So bad smell will come. And so many ropes will be there. So this bad. So soul. Now soul is in this body. And that is why it is looking so beautiful and so marvelous and so intelligent ever every day. And he is happy. But if soul is not there, think for a moment. Then you will have to go to or Krik, or you will be perfect. So, your soul is part and parcel of God. And anyhow, you have forgotten Him. So Krishna comes, He descends this world, or sends so many His representatives, His sadhus, and so Guru, for us only, but we don't care. We are very busy in worldly things. So if you are not going there, not associating with them, not following, then you will have to test these results. So here, Narada Rishi is telling to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that here, let me hear this. There was a king, very powerful, and he wanted to be more emperor, control whole world, whole sky, whole oceans and everything. But in a battle he was killed. Then in the evening, his soldiers brought a dead body in the palace and kept, and a white cloth was given. And all men, so much weeping. Then what became? The Nakashupu is telling to them, his brothers and sisters and mothers and others, that, oh, don't we? If whole world is living for them, then, oh, he will not be alive.
He will not come back.
They are done with stage where from there anyone never returns. So you should not be. And if the whole world will be for him, oh, he cannot. Oh, what was the relation with you? Have you seen him? How long? How beautiful? Was it black or golden color? How intelligent? Have you touched? Have you seen? Never. That's it. What was the relation with you, and he is sleeping. You can go and talk with him. Because that he will not talk. Why? He is still here. He should talk. After death, dead body is there. But none talks with him. Why? Because so he is. They told that soul has come. Soul has come? What happened? You never saw soul. Now why? Why you are repenting? Can you tell how long, how fat, how beautiful was he? They told them no. You never saw soul. Then why? Don't be. So know that soul is transcendental, part and parcel of God, coming and going from legs and legs, and it will not stop until he will remember Krishna. You should know of, in this life or any life, you cannot be happy if you are not chanting, remembering Krishna, especially in this Kali. Only chanting will do, without any cost, free of cost. Anyone can chant. Boy can chant, girls can chant, lady, male, old persons, anyone can chant. He told that another story. What that story was? That story was that there were two birds. They wanted to collect something for them and for their children. They went in a forest, they sat on the branch of a tree, and they were searching something in the meantime. They saw some five pieces of rice were there, glittering like
pearls.
The
female
bird told, "Oh dear, I am going to take. You should also come with me." But that male told that, "Oh, you should not go. Here is no market, no anyone's house, no business person is here. So from where this rice will come? Oh, I think that there is something here.
Trap
is there." But she told that, "I don't care, you care, you should care." And she fly at once and full she come to. And she began to collect in the meantime the hunter who was standing behind a tree, very black and very thick, with bow and arrows. He pulled the rope of his trap and at once that
female bird
was trapped. Now she began to weep bitterly, "Who will nurse my children? And I could not obey you, that is why I asked." In the meantime that male came and he also lamenting. Both mouths were together and they are weeping. She was inside trap and she was outside trap. And in the meantime, that hunter saw, "Oh, this is very good time. He is observing, lamenting." And he took his arrow and bow and he suited at once. And that, and there it was suited and blood came and she died. And then he gladly and clapping his hands and laughing, he took their both legs together and took them to their house, his house, and cooked them. So we also like that. We see that my forefather, mother, father all died. But I will not die, you think? You don't think that I will be old. You will not be like this. One day you will have to old and to give up your body. Before this you will have to try for your Krishna Bhakti. And if you are not going, you are most full. And animal like asses, donkeys, pig and horse. So you should try to do. Call is there, death is there, everywhere. When death will come, not sure, today or tomorrow. If you are going to job, and in the street, in the aeroplane, or in anywhere, or at once, you can die. Normally you, with so many, you can die. If earth-shaking came, flaw came, what will be? Less and less person can talk. We heard here very recently anywhere. In Brazil or Venezuela, Caracas, France,
Odisha
also. Odisha, more than 1 lakh died, happens in India. So it is very wonderful that still we are
alive.
So we should try to chant and then he told a history of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj. What is that?
Ganandana Shalakaya Chakshi Otamjaya.
You are not
so much. This thing my son is glorifying me.
So
what is the problem? Why honey is not coming? Honey should come always. This problem, that problem, that some meat to mosquito or cutting.
Biting.
Somewhere. And he's doing, he cannot do because they will. So many things you can realize your own problems. Thank God. But again, now that he will tell like this of Shandamata, guru of this boy, and he called them and they began to
tremble.
Yeah, I will punish you. Why you taught this boy like this? I never told you to do. I am paying you something. So, you should be obliged to me. Why you taught this boy? Then they told me, oh, I have only taught them what? Politics, simplicity, how to rule, how to make money, how to serve father and mother and this. We have not told. Then again they told, requested that again return this boy to me, my school, we will teach him and then he will be a very good boy. And then they do. After some time, after 6 months or so much, again Prahlad Maharaj called. And Kashyapu Maharaj called to Prahlad. Oh boy, then he took in his laps and then caressing him and he asked, party up and party up. Then in England, he was married to
Princess
Diana, you know, all you know Prahlad. So, so beautiful and charming and sweet.
Very
energetic. What became? Oh, she gave divorce to his father. Very beautiful two sons. They were going to be prince of first day. And she went to another person, Muslim. And then? And then, what became? Oh, he was in car and he was smashed to. What became? So you should try to know all this. Well, my gurus are chewing like Frankie Chews and my two teachers and my Gurudev Shukracharya. Oh, he's blind. His guru of whole world I know. And you are telling him like blind and all these things. Have you seen any great personality like Sukracharya and two teachers, descendants of my Gurudev? Oh, I will punish you at once. And telling thee, he, my order is commanders. At once you should kill him. But they could not. Again, elephant was sent to crush, but as they went there, electric shock came and she ran away from him. Why next were so many were thrown to him? No fruit. His sister, what she was? He was never to burn in any kind of fire. And he took in her lap and he sat on fire. But she that she burned and Prahlad was rich. Then he was thrown to ocean, endless ocean. But anyone came and very easily saved him. Or he was thrown from mountains. But not that anyone took in his lap. So what he did for hell? Or oh, he was unsuccessful. Then he began to himself that, oh, it may be that he will kill me. Then he began to suffer. Then the two sons of his Gurudev requested, don't be, oh, my Gurudev will come very soon, and he will change his more gold. So, please give me and we will take it. And then, and what became? All. Tomorrow. Gold, prava.
Somebody who is doing some bhakti but following Kama Kanda.
But he gave the explanation for this.
You have that in booklet.
He is creating world. This is called karma. But he never does for himself. For him he never does. For whom? To satisfy Krishna. So is it karma or not? What he is doing?
Shraddha, in the path of karma and jnana, is mixed with ruchi for activities of karma and jnana respectively. But the nature of this shraddha is different. Only the Shraddha, which is endowed with Ruchi, or Bhakti, culminates in the symptoms of Bhakti. This is called Sharanapati. Only when one's Ruchi, or Bhakti, advances through the progressive stages of Sadhu Sangha, the performance of Bhajan, Anatta Nivritti, and finally assumes the form of Nishtha, does it become Shuddha Ruchi. Thus, Shraddha is a separate tattva or entity from Bhakti. And said Jiva Goswami writes in Bhakti Sandhava, that's not Shraddha na Bhakti Angam, Hintu Kamyanisa, Asamartha, Vidvatta Vada Anya, Akhtai Yatam, Bhakta Vadikari, Visheshana Meva. Hence, Shraddha is not a limb of Bhakti, but an attribute for the Adhikar of Shuddha Bhakti, resulting in one's having become indifferent to the activities of Karma Kanda.
If you tell like this, without his quotation and explanation, that you are not. And anyone will not believe. But when you give all these explanations, that merely Shraddha, a part of Saranagati are lower than even Saranagati in the beginning. Coming from Shastra or by here, this is different Shraddha. And when a Shraddha like Haridas Thakur will come, in Bhakti Shraddha, what he is telling them, then that Shraddha is not, or that is Bhakti. Bhakti. And this Shraddha, even inferior to Saranagati. And Bhakti is more superior than Saranagati. And that Bhakti, in that Bhakti, there will be Shraddha, Nishtha, Nishtha, Shraddha. Everything. So he is trying to tell him what the special Shraddha. That may be called part of trust with karma or care. Even inferior to Saranagati. And when after Saranagati Atma Nivedan is there, Kipun Sartika, it means in Madhya Madhika, more superior, Bhakti has come. It may be that after Nishtha, Ruchi, that time, what is Shraddha, that is different. But in the world he will tell, all will be because Shraddha, really, transcendental Shraddha is